Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Angie Beebe and we're going to be talking about something coming up in Macedonia. So good morning to you, Angie.
Good morning.
I hope when we say Macedonia, at least some people are going, oh yeah, that's where the Gristmill Theater is, because you've been there a long time.
Yes, we have. We've been there since 1977.
And for a small community, I think that's kind of an outstanding record. You have to be one of the few.
Yes, we're really excited to be able to bring the arts to Southwest Iowa, and we've been doing it for a long time.
Yes.
And hope to continue to do that for quite some time.
Good, good. Okay, let's talk about, you have a production coming up this the 11th, 12th, and 13th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes.
And we'll talk about time and that sort of thing. But let's talk about what the production is this time.
Okay, the production is called Mama Won't Fly, and it's a Jones, Hope, and Wooten production. And those are the folks that wrote the Golden Girls TV series.
Ah.
So it's very, very funny. And it's about Norlene Sprunt, and she's played by Deanna Fender of Macedonia. And she and her daughter Savannah, who's played by Sarah Matthews of Trainer, are taking off on a cross-country trip to Los Angeles from Alabama for Norlene's son's wedding. And the problem ends up being that Mama won't fly, so they have to take a four-day car trip, and they are joined by Walker's fiance Haley, in an effort to get to know her future in-laws on this cross-country trip, and she's played by Danielle Luby of Council Bluffs. And so they make several stops along the way. They stop at a Foundation Garments Museum in Tater Mound, Mississippi, and they stop to visit the crazy relatives in Texas, and they end up at a Irish cowboy bar in Texas, being stopped by the highway patrol, ending up in a Las Vegas wedding chapel, and finally making it to Los Angeles with several adventures along the way.
You know, the premise, Mama Won't Fly, does provide many opportunities for all of those interactions with interesting and sometimes crazy people.
Yes, and we have a wonderful supporting cast that are playing all of those wonderful and fun and funny roles.
I'm guessing, although it's much work to get all of this put together, that you've all had a good time doing it.
Absolutely. We always have a wonderful time getting productions together, and sometimes it gets a little stressful and a little hairy, but we always pull it out in the end and not only put on a great production, but we have a lot of friendships that are made along the way,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of fun with people that become kind of like our family. So
mm-hmm.
Even though it's stressful to get a lot of those things done, whenever a production's over, we always have some downtime, and it's many of us talk about how we just really miss it and don't know what to do with our evening since we don't have play practice anymore.
And then you come up, the next one will be coming up. You're back at it. How many do you do a year?
We do between three and four productions a year,
right.
Of varying sizes. We usually do try to do a play or a musical, one of each of those every year. And this is our play, and our musical will be coming up this summer.
And do you know what that's going to be?
Yes, we are going to be putting on Willy Wonka.
Oh, fun.
And actually, our auditions for that are starting this Sunday, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th at 7 p.m.
Well, don't wait around here.
we are going to have much downtime between this one. The production for that, the production dates on that are June 19th through the 22nd.
Okay. So we mentioned this production is the 11th, 12th, and 13th. 11th and 12th, I believe they start at 7:30.
Yes.
And then on the 13th, of course, is Sunday. And so that one's at 2:30.
Yes, that's our 2:30 matinee for Mama Won't Fly, yes.
Now, you mentioned several ways. You mentioned names. You mentioned where they were from. How big an area do you draw from in terms of people who get involved with the production?
I think our furthest folks are from Council Bluffs. But we have, in our current production, we have Carson Oak folks. From Carson, Oakland, Trainer, Macedonia, Griswold. So from a fairly broad area.
Yes, really. And because there are not many opportunities out there for folks who love the theater to be involved in it, not just to go and see it, to be involved. There are not just a lot of opportunities out there.
Right, and that's why we like to be able to afford those opportunities to folks in our area and also to the youth of our area, too. There just aren't a lot of opportunities in a smaller school district like we have to be exposed to the theater and be able to participate in that. So that's kind of nice that we're able to provide an avenue for folks to be able to pursue any of those types of activities that they would like to with our theater.
Mm-hmm. Now, I asked about the people in the production. What about your audience? Where all do they come from? I'm sure you have some inkling about that.
We do, and we have folks that come from all over, from Atlantic, Walnut, down south, Shenandoah, Red Oak. We've had people come from as far away as Kansas to see some of the folks that they know in our plays, Omaha. We have a pretty wide range of folks and audience members.
So this is at the Gristmill Theater in Macedonia. And just in case somebody listening goes, where's Macedonia? Could be, right?
Yes.
How do we find Macedonia?
Macedonia is off of Highway 59.
Okay.
In southeastern Pottawatomie County.
Okay. And we could always use a GPS, or we could look it up on a map, if people have a map. And do you have a website?
Yes, we do. It's www.gristmillfinearts.com.
So that's a good way to kind of get acquainted with the theater and what's going on and kind of keep up to date on it also. And I'm guessing it's not real hard to find the theater when you get to Macedonia.
No, it's not. We're right on Pioneer Trail right there as you come into Macedonia. So.
All right, great. Well, we've talked about this particular play. It sounds like you're going to have people practically rolling in the aisles. I'm guessing this is going to be really fun.
It is. It's a very fun play, and we have a lot of wonderful actors that are going to that are great comedians and are going to really shine on our stage.
Mm-hmm. Now, we said three times, 11th, 12th, 13th. Do you think it will be exactly the same all three times?
It never is.
It never is. That's part of the creativity and kind of things happen. And so, you know, somebody could come and see it again and probably get a whole different vibe from the play and the actors.
Yes.
Oh, we haven't talked about the cost.
Tickets are $12.50 for adults and $5 for students. And students include anyone from high school age on down.
Okay. Do we need to get tickets ahead? I mean, what's the best way to get tickets?
It's a good idea to get tickets ahead of time. You can either send an email to tickets@gristmillfinearts.com, or you can call the theater at 712-486-2216. And our person that does tickets is not in the theater today, but we do have an answering machine, so feel free to leave a message, and she will get back to you as soon as possible.
Okay. Good idea to get your tickets to make sure you have a seat when you get to see Mama Won't Fly. Angie, what's your part in this production?
I'm currently the president of the Gristmill Fine Arts Council, but for this production, I am the director.
Uh-huh. Is that something you've done before?
Yes. This is not my first rodeo here, and I've been in several plays and musicals in the past, and I really enjoy the director piece of it and seeing things go from script to final production, mm-hmm. and it's just a wonderful opportunity to watch mm-hmm. our actors grow.
Were you involved when you were in high school or maybe even earlier than that?
I was not involved when I was in high school. I missed that opportunity. I did a few things in high school, but not with the Gristmill. I've been involved with the Gristmill probably since about 2005 or so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yep.
Okay, Angie, let's remind people dates, time, place, cost for this production.
Mama Won't Fly at the Gristmill McCready Theater in Macedonia, Iowa. Showtimes and dates are April 11th, this Friday, at 7:30, Saturday, April 12th at 7:30, and Sunday matinee, April 13th at 2:30 p.m. Tickets are $12.50 for adults, $5 for students, and they can get tickets by emailing tickets@gristmillfinearts.com or calling the theater and leaving a message at 712-486-2216.
And if you just go to your computer and you're looking for it, if you just put gristmill Macedonia, I find it comes up and you can find it just great. You bet. So we want to thank you very much, Angie Beebe, for visiting with us today about the Gristmill Theater and Mama Won't Fly. Until next time, here's the thought. Living involves tearing up one rough draft after another.